With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Negotiations between the U.S. and Iran days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table, taking place today in Pakistan. U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegation led by their Speaker of Parliament each met with the Prime Minister of Pakistan separately earlier in the day. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Rick Scott of Florida hopes that Iran's leadership follows through on the ceasefire and agrees to a permanent end to the war.
All these leaders in Iran have watched all their friends die, so I think that they're going to say, well, I think there is an option here. I can stay alive and actually give the citizens of Iran some rights back. So I'm optimistic.
The conflict has caused thousands of deaths and disrupted the global economy, especially through the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she hasn't ruled out another run for the White House in 2028.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The centerpiece of the president's economic policy, sweeping taxes on imports, now enter another legal challenge.
The U.S. Court of International Trade heard oral arguments Friday in an attempt to overturn the temporary tariffs that President Trump turned to after the Supreme Court in February struck down his preferred choice, even bigger, even more sweeping tariffs.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting, and this is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reported.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture, and that would happen under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is evensong, dating all the way back to the 1500s. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
And though data centers are increasingly unpopular in some political circles, Moore says not only are they critical, but a real boost to the U.S. economy.
And it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
Moore says he lives near a data center. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts credit the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributing the largest amount. More of these stories at srnnews.com.